Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. House reaches second base with a double. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to third. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. House scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kaline scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Gene Conley. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. House takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Pete Runnels now playing second base. Chet Nichols now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 4 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hardy strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.